Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're going basically everywhere this month. We're starting to fade these on Friday. Luke will be with us. We will have scratch offs in the Maryland Lottery. First, the Pac-Mans. I think we're going to have the Lucky Sevens before the month is over as well. We will be at Cooper's in Timonium in Mays Chapel on Tuesday promoting Fleet Week. Then we'll be at Cooper's and Fleet Week down at Fells Point later on in the month. We're going to be at State Fair next Thursday in Catonsville for a little breakfast brunch. The Orioles play the Blue Jays at 1 o'clock. I'm going to kind of hang out there before the game. Hope Geddy Lee shows up on television at some time before first pitch. That is next Thursday. Later in the month, we'll be at Pappas in Parkville. We're going to be at Cocos in Lauraville the second week of June. And we're also going to be at Costas before the Orioles game on the 20th. The Orioles play at Yankee Stadium. So we're going to do a little pregame there. And this guy and I have somewhere around here, I have his crab mallet. I do have his crab mallet right here. Leonard Raskin joins us. I'm wearing the shirt. I did not use this crab mallet at Costas the last time we were there cracking crabs. But it's been a little while since you and I have cracked crabs and broke bread.
Absolutely.
You were graduating kids. You were spending beach time in Delaware. You were doing work. I was Las Vegasing, and then I went to Pearl Jam in L.A., and then I went to New York to see the Stones. And now I'm just back work, and trying to make the money that folks like you invest in the American dream at Raskin Global. But how was your summer? What's going on? What's tickling
starting
your fancy
off,
these days?
Starting off good. Starting strong. We're getting ready for a little golf coming up next week. A little charity venture with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Do a little golf on Monday.
I have that in my calendar.
Spend the day.
Right?
Yeah.
That is the 3rd of June, correct?
That is the 3rd of June. We'll be at Hillendale.
Now I have you in from like lunchtime. Like I have you like 10:30 to 12:30. Cause you know me, I'll come out and I'll
hang out.
Yeah, I'll hit a couple putts. I've seen your golden putter. Tell everybody about
That's
your
right.
putting. Like
I don't
funny
play
thing
golf.
You do.
Well, I don't play golf. I'm too competitive. I know if I go out and try to play golf, I'm gonna have to take lessons. I'm gonna have to play all the time. I'm gonna get frustrated. So years ago, I decided it wasn't something that I was going to take up as a hobby or any of that stuff. But I do have an amazing putter, and I'm pretty good. I putt. That's what I do. So when I go to a charity tournament like this, we raise a bunch of money for the hospital or whatever the cause is. I jump in a cart. I ride around. And when you get to the green, I'm there to help you putt for dough. And so I jump
I've
out.
I've seen you putt. I mean, you could brag on you one way, but you know – like
decent.
You've obviously played a lot of putt. You've taken the kid down to Delaware and you've played every course up the coastal.
That's right. We play all the miniature golf courses. I'm deadly on the windmill, clown's mouth, pirate ship, whatever it is to get a free game.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs indoor in Ocean City. Absolutely. And so I just take out the putter. I ride around. I meet the foursomes that are playing golf and I putt. And I have a great day
and
out
there.
And
I go with you for the first beer.
Yeah, we
and
go
then I'm
around
like,
and
it's golf. I got stuff I got to do. It's Monday. I got to get.
And you
but
bug
I
out.
You know, I love coming out. Paul is out there. Everybody from the hospital. Tell people about the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, what they should need to know about that.
It's a great hospital here in Baltimore. They do great work for kids in our area and around. And I don't know the exact number, Paul, if somebody could get us the number, but I think it's over 50%, sadly. Over 50% of the kids that need care that end up at Mount Washington can't afford the care, don't have insurance, don't have the ability to pay, and they do great work. They take care of these kids. It's rehabilitation. They do amazing work for these kids, and it's funded by Medicaid, Medicare, charity, and we make sure that they have the money they need to do the things they need to do.
Well, we'll be doing that on Monday. If you need more information on Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, hit me. Leonard's out on the front of Baltimore Positive as well. If there is a chance to get into the tournament, and I go every year, and it's such a popular tournament that the same people buy the, you know, they buy
yeah,
the course
sold
every
out.
Year and they come
it's
out.
Sold
it,
out.
It, it, the weather's usually great. You moved it a little bit into June to get better weather.
Absolutely.
You've actually moved
absolutely.
The site this year, too. It's at a new facility.
Hillendale
okay.
in Phoenix. So. It'll be an interesting, I've never been on the course. Be interesting to see how that plays. We're looking forward to it.
I hear your dog barking. My
Yeah, I'm
wife and
gonna.
I, no. My wife and I were in New York the other day, and New York's about great food, about walk-in culture, all that, pretty girls, but most beautiful women in the world, New York. Everybody's dressed nice, but dogs. It's like this great dog culture in New York that every, you can't turn a corner without seeing, and big dogs, like your dog,
Yeah, it's
like my
amazing.
wife sees Saint Bernards walking around 8th and, and the Bowery, you know what I mean?
And what's really wild these days, never you and I growing up, this was never the case. But now every dog's a service dog,
Right.
right?
Well,
And
airports, you see that too. Yeah.
right, sure, but you go to a restaurant and you see a dog sitting on the floor next to the table with the people.
Well, hopefully, well-behaved dog too.
Right. Well, here's hoping, but you see dogs all over the place just sitting there hanging out with their humans.
See, this is my thing with my wife. We walk the streets of New York, and we're just. I'm a different dude in New York. Nobody knows me. I walk through, I walk at my own pace, and I
Right.
see that, I buy it. I just ate a pastry this morning, Leonard, that I've been eyeing up in New York the last two, three trips. I haven't bought it because you got to be, it's a pistachio chocolate croissant. We finally bought one. We bought three. I brought one home. I'm eating it. But we're walking through New York and we just walk and walk. We did 38,000 steps on Sunday and
Wow,
another 18,000
wow.
on Monday, and it rained. So like we just, we, and I had no idea how easy it is to get to MetLife Stadium from Manhattan. Now, I intuitively, it's the biggest city in the world. There's got to be a way to do it for $8, and there is. You go to
Yep.
Port Authority, you get on a bus. There's a special lane. It's you feel VIP. You get to the Meadowlands in like 12 minutes from Manhattan for $8, and I'm like, I would have been going to see Bruce all the like if I'd have known. But New
Right.
York, we walk corner to corner, and my wife pets every dog. And
Ah,
every
well.
dog's used to people. And the dogs in New
Right,
York, because the
right.
ground's kind of gross and a little, it wasn't real clean on Monday because the cleanup crew hadn't been there since Thursday and holiday weekend. The dogs have
Shoes.
little shoes, right? Little footies
Because
on the
it's
dogs.
tough to walk out there.
Yeah, well, but every kind of dog imaginable, and my wife greets every single one of them, pets every single one of them. That's her joy of being in New York.
That's
I
it.
like to eat, look at girls. She likes to pet dogs, you know? Leonard
Oh.
Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He is more than the man on the shirt and the crab mallet. The American dream and money and all that. What do you make of the Orioles in all of this? I mean, have you been following and staying up
Following.
with it? Because I mean, I went from Vegas to LA, LA home to New York. I was in New York walking around. I was literally, you'll love this because you're a hockey guy. I was in the epicenter of Rangers fandom at a bar
Oh,
called
sure.
Stout, right? I
Yep,
was in
yep.
a Rangers bar at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon before the Stones. It was third period of the
Crazy game.
Rangers Panthers game. They were
Overtime.
up 4-3. I was in the bar when they gave up the tying goal.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it like
It's
hockey. And so I've been
that
doing,
time. It's that
and the
time of year.
whole
The
time
Rangers are
I'm
hot.
monitoring the no-hitter. I'm
Right.
monitoring the Bradish no-hitter. So
Seven
like,
innings, seven innings, and pull them, pull them.
but
I, you know,
there's a different thing though, I think, for you and me and guys that are old farts like us, and we've had phones and
yeah,
we can monitor all this. And I found my old pictures of my sports pager on my hip 30 years ago as well. When the Orioles are playing every day, whether you're into it,
every
out of it,
day.
what you realize Burns is pitching tonight, who they're
Yep.
playing, whatever they're doing, the heartbeat of sports has taken on a different tone for me after the Preakness with a relevant baseball team that I
Yeah,
know
it's
is
great.
relevant.
It's great. It's great to watch. It's fun. They're exciting. They're never out of a game. Score irrelevant. They're in it. And it's a new baseball. It's a new kind of baseball. I was watching the Bradish no-hitter. Seven innings, no-hit baseball. They take him out. And I think to myself, I think Palmer would have beat Weaver senseless. If he'd have been through
What
seven
would Jack Morris
no-hit,
do to Sparky
oh
Anderson if he
my
came out to
God.
take the ball?
Well, you remember, was it the Super Bowl, right? It was the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce came up on Andy Reid, and the world was crazy because he gave him a little push and because he didn't like whatever was happening on the field. So you can only imagine what pitchers would have done to managers, seven inning no-hitter taking him out of the game. But these days, it's just normal baseball. Like, who cares? I think it's disgusting. I get it. he's got an arm, you got to protect his arm, blah blah blah. Nonsense. Dude's throwing a no-hitter. Put him out there. They're winning. They're winning big. Who cares? And then what happens? Bring in the reliever. Everybody knows what's coming. Right down the middle. Bam. There goes the no-hitter. There goes the shutout.
It is less than fulfilling in that way. From a fan
It's
standpoint,
dreadful.
it is
Dreadful. I mean,
you should be disappointed as a
it was
fan,
the only
right?
hit. It was the only hit. Got to give them credit. They gave up one hit. It was a home run. They lost the shutout. So, okay, they scored a run.
But
They
that's the
won.
fan in you. Hold on a second now.
Right.
The
I want to see
asset
the
manager in
no-hitter.
you, hold on, the asset manager in you, if you own the asset, and the asset's arm almost had Tommy John surgery 8 weeks ago to begin with,
I'm with you. Got to protect them. Long season. You
and
can't
the
let them blow it
doctors are
out.
there and you need to have him in the
Take them out.
rotation.
Take them out. Look,
Okay,
I
so
get
what are
it.
you doing?
I get it. I just hate it. I just hate it. I get it. I hate it. Look, we put two pitchers on the IL in a week. That's not good stuff. Two starters, good starters in a week, and that's
That
not
happened
good
about
stuff.
30 seconds after they had the press conference where we went through a six-man rotation, right?
Right, 6-3 over in 2 minutes. We're four. What happened?
Well,
Crazy.
you know, the issue for me with their pitching is it, and you learn this, and it's been so long since we've been any good, and you go
Right,
back to Buck
right.
Showalter hiding guys at the Quality Inn in Norfolk and shuttling guys in so he had enough bullpen arms on the West Coast, hiding guys out in Fresno or wherever. I mean, Buck did all sorts of crazy things aside from Players
Got to make
Association
it
stuff to try to
happen.
win, right? And this shuttle, we have Vieira coming in this week, and Aiken's been no good, and we've already been down on Kimbrel after the 13 million, and he's not like an everyday closer.
Right.
There's no doubt about this, that the sensibilities of their baseball management, their asset management team, from your perspective of saying, we're not having Bradish's arm fall off. We've already got
No.
enough problems in the bullpen, and they're going to have to make deals. And that's what's made this much more of a Rubik's Cube for me to say, yeah, they're really good. They're really young. Yeah, they got, but their pitching's not good enough. They have these outfield problems with these veteran players. They have an asset management issue to say, Cedric Mullins, stocks down, right? Urias, stocks down. Austin Hayes, it was All-Star, stocks down. And their cost is going to go up. And what are we going to
Right.
do with Kerstad? And
Right.
every day, Stowers is up now,
Yeah.
knocking
And
on
he's
his head.
hitting. He's hitting.
Right. So every day,
Holiday. Jackson
this is a great
Holiday.
soap opera we're in the middle of. It really
Look,
is.
it's a good problem to have. They got great players. They got lots of talent in the minors for the first time in a long time. They're deep, and they're deep enough that there's somebody knocking on the door all the time to get in. And you can't ask for better than that. There's guys knocking, and general manager's job is to figure it out. They got to figure out who to play on what night and who to bring in off the bench and who to pitch, how long they're going to pitch and what this bullpen's going to look like. And who's our closer? Do we go get another closer? Do we put our closer in the eighth? I think he's like every closer, right? He's a head case. Everybody expects the closer to close every night, no matter what, never fail. Well, they fail. He blew two saves. Okay. So he came in and the seventh got his little confidence back, pitched a couple ninths and tenths and won some games. He's been really good since he blew those two saves. You just need a little rest, maybe. So, okay, you got to figure out how to use that asset. What's first, what's second? It's like we tell clients in retirement, you got a lot of money spread out a lot of places. You got investment accounts, you got retirement accounts. You have insurance policies, you have your real estate. Everything plays a role when it comes time to retire. What asset do you use first, second, third? And here we are. Brandon Hyde's got to figure out who to run out there every night, who to make play, who to make sit, and who's good off the bench. You figure that out, you win. And right now, let's face it, in the division, the Yankees just are raw talent. The
Well, they
money just
also have
keeps
had assets in the past to
that
be able
were,
to improve themselves
yeah.
at this time of year. The Orioles are the team right now that have the assets that
That's right.
can outbid anyone for any pitcher that
If they want to.
would make a difference if
If
they
they
want
want
to.
to.
And but they need to. They need to do
Yeah.
something. I don't know
Yeah.
where that they could, look, there's only got three outfielders every night. And as much as Brandon Knight said, well, I got F13 guys I want to play, can only play 9 or 10 of them
That's right.
platooning even.
That's right.
And when you bring Kerstad up and you don't find a place for him, you send him back. You bring Stowers up, better glove. Couser now is the center fielder. Mullins is lost in this, and Hayes has become a fourth outfielder. So we've seen this very, very fast transition. And part of this is Westberg's been real. Couser's been real. Ryan O'Hearn has screwed up all of their plans in so many ways. I mean, Ryan O'Hearn's blocked Kerstad and Stowers and
Yeah,
Jackson Holliday to some degree because
absolutely,
Mateo's played well.
absolutely. So you got to put them in, and they got to let some cook in the minors a little longer. They got to let that crock pot bake, you know, just let them down
Well, the
there,
thing about
let them
Holliday is
simmer.
they sent him down there with specific changing principles for
That's
a
right.
20-year-old hitter. And the fact that he's struggling a little bit down there, they're asking him to do things differently
That's right.
because what he's doing wasn't working from a bat speed perspective, from wrist, all of that. They want him to do something differently, and that's what they're training him to do in Norfolk. So,
And so he's got to do it. He's got to prove.
listen, I asked Luke this week. I said, they're going to make the playoffs, right? Okay, we're going to.
Sure,
Who
sure.
is Jackson Holliday going to be their second baseman in October? And right now,
Too soon to tell. Too
smart
soon
money
to
says
tell.
yes, still.
My money says it's too soon to tell. I would 50-50 it. I don't think it's certain. I think they caved to some pressure. I don't know who the pressure came from, family, agent, whatever, to get him up here. And I think on the one hand, if I was a devious, conniving, conspiracy theorist kind of guy, I'd say they brought him up and knew he was going to fail. And it proved a point to the world that was screaming and complaining that he's a major leaguer, that he's not quite ready yet. You know, he's 19. My God, the man goes on the road, can't even have a drink. Well, can't buy a drink. I don't know if he can have a drink.
We all had a drink, I think, at some point.
Right,
Leonard
but he
Raskin is
can't
here.
buy
He
a
is
drink.
Raskin Global. He does the American Dream when he's not jibber-jabbing with us. What's been on your mind with clients and people asking questions? What do you hear on the money side of things that you could share with folks here during the summer?
Sure. Well, I think two big things that I would say are up. One, the election's got everybody kind of concerned. It's out there, it's in the ether. I'll get you the date. We've got a great presentation, a great evening webinar that we can invite people to in September. We're going to hold off till September, get closer to the election. But I'll give away the secret ending right now. It doesn't matter, as Joe Biden would say. It doesn't matter. History shows that whoever's in the White House, whoever's in the House, whoever's in the Senate, your money makes money. If you're a prudent investor and you understand how to diversify, how to rebalance, and how to stay invested throughout, you make money no matter who's in the White House, no matter who's in the House, no matter who's in the Senate. The election does not cause trauma in the market, but people are scared. I get people every election that
Well,
send to
it's
me.
an uncertainty point. People love certainty.
Right,
They do.
right.
They do.
But I get people every election that say to me, I want out. So and so is going to win. I want out. The other so and so is going to win. And it's people on the other side of each saying, get me out because my guy, my gal, isn't going to win. And the other guy or gal is going to win. It's going to be horrible. The world's going to end. Democracy as we know it, war, world war. Everybody that's on the other side is going to cause the end of the world. Not so. The financial investing world is fine. So know that you shouldn't be making rash changes around your portfolio around an election. It just doesn't make sense. If you're invested well, you're invested well. If you need a projection, if somebody needs to be telling you, hey, this is who's going to win, this is what it's going to mean to invest your money, you got a bad advisor. Nobody can predict the future. That crystal ball is cloudy, dirty, and don't listen because it's fake news. It's bad information. It doesn't matter. In the long run, doesn't matter. The second thing I would say that's really important, we've seen it over and over and over again. Sadly, we get referred to people all the time that we meet after somebody died, a spouse, a parent, a sibling, whatever. And they come to us to handle the estate, the distribution of the estate. And Nestor, I'll tell you this, people's beneficiary designations, that is the simplest thing you can do if you have an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, life insurance.
Know who's
work.
Getting it if you get T-boned at the red light. It's macabre, but no, but
get it
nowhere
to
it's
who
going,
you
right?
want. Get it to who you want, when you have to, how you want. And time and time and time again, the beneficiary designations are not in order. People leave them to the estate of, people leave them to minor children, people leave them to ex-spouses. We had a case where a guy had a beneficiary designation. Nobody knew who this one person was on the beneficiary designation we were referred to. It was some like high school girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
For a part of the money, for a part of the money. Nobody knew. And nobody can ask him because he's dead.
Right.
You just, it's the easiest thing. Wherever your IRA, Roth IRA, 401k, life insurance is, get a beneficiary form, look at it, update to what you want now. Don't think that the company has it on file correctly. Check it, update it, make it current, make it right. Here's the other thing that happens all too often. You have a 401k at work. This is not a big deal. It's held through your company at Fidelity. They hold a lot of 401k money. Lo and behold, somebody got to your employer. They switched the plan to Vanguard, or they switched the plan to Principal, or they switched the plan to Empower, and they take over. And Nestor, I'll tell you this. Third, half the time, the beneficiary designations on your account don't follow.
Wow.
So you had it with company A, you had it right. Company B takes over. One of the things they send out when they take over is, please go online, update your beneficiary on file. People don't do it. It doesn't transfer. And you thought it was your wife, and it's not. You thought it was your kids, and it's not. You thought whatever it was, it isn't. And it's the easiest thing to get right. And I can tell you over and over. And sadly, we've had court cases. We've had to deal with expert witness testimony, dealing with the plan and the plan's beneficiary, because people don't do what's required, which is a simple form, which takes 5 minutes to fill out at their custodian. I implore people to check who your beneficiary is. It's, the easiest thing you can do. And we've seen too many of them just this year. We've had too many cases where we've been referred and things weren't right. And it's a tragedy because who you think's getting it isn't getting it. Who thought they were getting it isn't getting it. And it's a bad day. You lost somebody that matters in your life. And then you find out you were supposed to be the beneficiary. You're not. Or somebody's getting money you can't imagine. And these things take on too many times a life of their own. So find your beneficiary form, get it filled out, get it right, and know that whoever's in the White House, your money doesn't care. The market doesn't care. Capitalism reigns. Companies make money. People receive profit from those companies, and those companies don't care who's in the office. That's the two big takeaways.
Leonard Raskin with words of wisdom. You know, that beneficiary thing, I think I've known you. I've known you a long time. I think we may have discussed it one time on the air, but sort of that. Well, that's a universal thing. That sort of applies to everybody in the audience.
Everybody, everything.
Literally everywhere. So Leonard Raskin with great advice like that. He does that for me, my family, in following our American dream, which took me to New York to see the Stones the other day. Hey, I'm telling you, don't be intimidated by a show at MetLife. I mean, stay in the city. It was dreamy. It was better than most cities I go to a show, to be really honest with you.
There you
in
go.
And out. It was New York. They had to do things there.
Ranger Town.
Well, Kenny Albert, when the documentary came out about a month ago, invited Kenny on because Kenny's a key figure in my life and my career, always will be, right? I mean,
Sure.
Sort of magic point in my life. And Kenny will come on anytime I ask him, and he's the busiest man in the world. He's got kids
Absolutely.
and all that. And I hit him at the beginning of the playoffs, and he's like, "Hit me next week, you know." And I didn't hit him because the Rangers haven't lost. So
Right. Two to
I'm
two
like leaving
against
him
the
alone.
Florida
I'm like,
Panthers.
"Yeah, I'd rather have him on after a Stanley Cup. You know, maybe it'd be
That's
more
right.
fun to have him on later in June." So,
That's right.
but I will get Kenny on, and I did think of him often when I'm in that bar, and I'm wearing Ranger blue as my
That's right.
Roskin Global shirt here.
That's
But,
right.
dude, it was, and Ranger fans, I don't. They're young people, and there were pretty girls, and they were drinking beer. Everybody's having fun. I'm in Manhattan. I'm like, man, the Rangers sort of own New York.
They
They're
got
like,
it right now. They're it. Let's face it. No Knicks. Yankees aren't relevant yet.
yet
I mean,
Mets stink.
it's too soon. Mets stink. So let's Ranger up.
My
Two
favorite part's
two.
when all the Philadelphia teams stink. That's when I love. That's when life's really good.
That's
Pittsburgh
right.
too, but
Philly
that
and
doesn't happen
Pittsburgh.
often enough. He is Leonard Raskin. He does the American Dream. Find him at Raskin Global. We also have a brand new website. Everything's new out of Baltimore Positive. Big thanks to Jessica Vallis, who I'm going to get on the show soon, at Hartford Designs, as well as my team, Web Connection, and Mike Rosenfeld. We launched the new website on Memorial Day weekend. All new pictures, all new graphics, all new cool stuff. Make sure you're checking that out as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, getting that Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out, getting our Jones going all through June while we watch baseball each and every day. We're BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.